Hey, welcome to the Stories I Wish You Heard. If this is your first time listening to this show, I do an episode a week. The A episode features a story from my blog City Songs, so if you haven't listened to that episode yet, pause this one first and come back after. You're listening to the B episode, where I walk you through some of the behind-the-scenes stuff for the story. And we also have some special guests in the form of storytellers, who will share some of the stories they wish were heard, and they'll help us unpack some of the themes discussed. I wrote Love at a Coffee Shop in August 2018, and this was a story that was mostly fiction, although there were some references to things that actually happened to me and my friends. So I was talking to this one friend who had been single for a while, and my friends and I were trying to convince her to give online dating a shot. And she said that she was a little old-fashioned, and she still believed that she could meet the love of her life at a coffee shop. And so that's kind of where this whole story started. So this was also around the time that I started rewatching old TV shows. So you could see references to Sex and the City. And I also made the active choice to write long-winded dialogue that you typically see in Amy Sherman Palladino shows like Gilmore Girls. It was a bit of an experiment, seeing as I don't usually write dialogue this way. And it's a story that I've wanted to bring to the podcast for a while, but it was really hard to record three characters on my own. So I'm super grateful to McCoy of the Gamchat podcast and Earl of Philippine Campfire Stories for taking time out of their weekend to record this with me. And it was one of the most fun recording sessions I've ever had. And as a solo podcaster, it was really fascinating to get a glimpse of what goes on in an ensemble show. So in the original blog post, there was a hidden epilogue, and the boys were kind enough to indulge me in recording that too. I have this thing in my blog where I would hide Easter eggs in the posts. Sometimes they were lines that I cut for length, links to other things. I did one where there was a secret message hidden in the first word of every paragraph. And in this story, there was a completely new sequence. I originally wanted to put this out as a C episode, but I figured it would be a little lonely on its own. So here is the hidden section of Love at a Coffee Shop.
Girls, I gotta go. I was supposed to meet him an hour ago, papala.
He walks out of the coffee shop in a hurry. There was thunder in the distance, and the street smelled like it was ripe for rain. He turns his collar up, knowing fully well this would do nothing when the first of the drops begin to fall. But it was all he could do. A smarter person would have brought an umbrella. He hurries the pace, half because it was about to rain and half because he was already late. He liked the sound his shoes made on the pavement. Click, clock, click, clock. They were the sound of expensive shoes hitting concrete. He often passed the time like this, making percussion instruments out of everyday things. Click, clock, tick, tock, flip, flip, flop. His phone's vibrations briefly interrupt his symphony. He swipes to unlock. His lover, impatient, sends out a three-word SOS. Where are you? Just as he was drafting a reply, another message comes in. It was from an unknown number. Place is free. You want to come over? He could feel an all-too-familiar feeling from between his legs. A warmth that radiated from his groin to the rest of his body. His nipples tense. He taps back to his lover's message.
Sorry, emergency. Can't make it tonight. Can I see you tomorrow instead?
You may not find love at a coffee shop, but really, were the odds any different elsewhere? So Lee, the character played by Earl, was pro-love and in a long-term relationship, just like I was when I was writing this. And I remember thinking, wouldn't it be funny if somebody who was advocating online dating and how love was a swipe away would do something that was completely against it? And I thought it would be fun to have somebody stand on a soapbox and talk about love, yet be so flawed that he would actually have something like a paid subscription to Grindr and be a cheater. So looking at it now, it doesn't really add much to the story, and that's why I didn't put it in the A episode, but I thought it would be a fun little thing to share. Now, after the break, we'll listen to this week's storytellers who'll tell us their coffee shop stories. We'll be right back with the stories I wish you heard.
Ulab Nieto presents Tawid sa Harbor. The title is a phrase often used by performance makers at the Cultural Center of the Philippines. Tawid sa Harbor, or head over to the harbor, subtly means let us head over somewhere to talk about what we just experienced. As an assistant professor in a university and a performance maker, I talk about theater and performance every minute of my everyday. I intend to extend my class discussions and creative work in this podcast. I hope that we continue reclaiming our collaborative spaces and creating new public spheres in the time of the global health crisis. Ding, ding, ding! National anthem, house lights to zero, preset lights to zero, blackout, lights fading in.
Welcome back to the Stories I Wish You Heard. You just heard the trailer for Tawid sa Harbor, Anything About Theater, an upcoming podcast from Olive Nieto, who listeners of the show may remember as my voice mom in On Grazed Hearts, and featured storyteller in 2B, where she famously announced that brokenhearted people flock to Tagaytay to have soup because ang bulalo may utak, puro puso tayo eh. Olive just started her own podcast, so subscribe to Tawid sa Harbor to hear her talk about theater, performing, and other creative work as she reclaims collaborative spaces in the time of the global health crisis. You'll find the link to her podcast in this episode's show notes. Now, earlier this week, I posted this question. Do you think it's still possible to find love at a coffee shop? So let's see where our storytellers have found love in 2021. Interestingly enough, all of our storytellers this week have appeared in other episodes before, and our very first one is from Julianne, who sent in a recording for 10B. Let's listen to what Julianne had to say.
Do you think it's possible to find love at a coffee shop? In 2021, where do you find love? Some might even consult a fortune teller just to know where it can be found. For me, it isn't about the coordinates or IP address. Love is a bitch. You don't know where or when it will strike. Love depends on what or how you feel. I bet you can still find love in coffee. Char, in a coffee shop. It's all up to you. To whom will you let that heart open?
So Julianne had an interesting start where she said that some people even consult fortune tellers. And that's something that I've never really done, but I know that some people really get into it. And I think my favorite part is when she said it isn't about the coordinates or the IP address, which I think was a clever way to say coffee shop versus dating app. But her main message is it's all up to you. You don't really know when and where love will strike. And I agree with her. It could find you at a coffee shop. It could find you in a dating app. You just have to be ready for when love strikes. So thank you, Julianne, for sending in that recording. Our next storyteller is Kiffy from Pop That P, and you may remember him from last week's B episode. Let's listen to what Kiffy had to say about finding love at a coffee shop.
Hi, City Boy, and for all the listeners. So, again, thank you for giving us a nice story to indulge our ears with this week. And for the B-side story, I used to have this plan to find someone in a coffee shop wherein I would find a specific place or shop, and then everybody would be familiar with me, would know my spot, would know the drink that I would order when I enter the premise, and then a stranger would then ask if he or can sit with me. So I used to plan that, but that's not how me and Pancake happened. So to answer your question, I still want to believe that you can find love in a coffee shop, but not in a sense where you would find a specific person randomly in the coffee shop. Have your first date in a coffee shop and get to know each other there. And that is how you will find that person. So, you know, I always prefer coffee shops for dates because you can get intimate. No, not intimate. Not my kind of intimate, but have a real conversation. Everything can happen without any distraction, as compared to us when you're eating in a resto or watching a movie. You get to ask questions that would help you find that someone. So that's it. And more power to your show.
I find the concept of a home store or a home cafe really fascinating. And I remember that there was a Starbucks in my old office where all the baristas knew our names and knew our orders. So as soon as you walked in, they would start making your drink. And I always thought that was really fascinating. It's very comforting to find a little bit of home in the middle of the city. And he said that it's not very likely that you'll find somebody at a coffee shop, but if you find a date anywhere else, you must have your first date there. It's easier to get to know somebody at a coffee shop, and I think the place where you bring your date really says a lot about what you hope to accomplish, because if you go see a movie, you're not really going to get to talk much, and if you invite somebody out for a full meal like dinner, it gets a little scary because the investment is a little bigger, the time investment, the financial investment is a little bigger. But if you start with coffee, it's easy to see if it's a relationship that you would want to invest in. And if you find that you guys get along, you can proceed to dinner. And if all things go well, then you could even proceed to drinks. But if you start with drinks or if you start with dinner, then there's really nowhere else to go. So I think it's smart for you to have your first date at a coffee shop. He also said that he prefers coffee shops for dates because it's more intimate. And I initially thought that he was going to have a sex show in the middle of a cafe. Thank God he clarified that. He said that you get more intimate and personal, and there's less distractions, and you get to talk. So basically, yeah, you could find love at a coffee shop, but even if you don't, you can find someone and bring him to a coffee shop to get to know him better. Thank you, Kiffy, for sending in that recording. Our next storyteller was last featured in 11B, and he would like to keep being anonymous. So this is Clarence, and I'm going to read his entry for this week. Yes, I believe that you can still find love at a coffee shop, at the grocery store, at the record store, and even a museum. The place doesn't really matter. It's your openness to love when it comes that's important. I myself rely on those dating apps because I came of age when my community didn't have many safe spaces in public, so we created our own in chat rooms. So it became a place where I felt safe to be open and be myself. I guess those dating apps are the modern interpretation of chat rooms, albeit on a personal basis. There's still a part of me that hopes I can find love at a coffee shop. But in the meantime, I'll enjoy my almond latte while I wait for love or a friend to come by. Either is welcome. I think it's so nice. I think that ending was so nice because oftentimes when we talk about finding love at a coffee shop, of course, your mind automatically goes to romantic love, but there are other forms of love. And I've had conversations with friends in coffee shops that really cemented our friendship. So I agree, you can find all sorts of love in a coffee shop. I also thought it was interesting that dating apps are the new safe spaces. I don't know what it's like in your neck of the woods, but here in the Philippines, it's not very easy to find like an LGBT-friendly space, even more so post-COVID. I think I recently saw that there was an LGBT-friendly bar that opened in QC, and that's not really very accessible to a lot of people, but I'd like to think that that's progress. In the early 2000s, there were chat rooms where you could easily meet people, but since that kind of died down, dating apps are the new safe spaces. So that's interesting. And I think there is a lot of security when you hide behind a smartphone or a screen and you're able to get to know people without really feeling scared, especially now that we're in the middle of a global pandemic. I think we're even more grateful that dating apps exist. So thank you, Clarence, for your insight in this topic. Our next storyteller is Meyer, who was our featured storyteller in 3B. So let's listen to what Meyer had to say.
I think it's possible to find love at a coffee shop. It's just that the probability might be low because of the lockdowns or quarantine or closed borders. How you find love in 2021? Well, I guess it's the same as how you tried looking for it in the past years. Of course, you have to be open to new ideas. So first things first, you have to make a choice that you do actually want to find love. And then you put yourself out there. And you know, you might want to try something new like online dating, because you have to consider the current situation. And my point is, if you want to find love, you have to look for it and make an effort. You can't wait for it.
So if you listen to 3B, you would know that Meyer is a big foodie. So something tells me that she felt compelled to react to this because there is food at a coffee shop. There's some awesome cakes, and sometimes there's even really good pasta in some cafes. But anyway, Meyer says that it's not really where you find it, but what you do with it. So she told us that we have to be open to new ideas and make a choice to put yourself out there. I think that makes so much sense because you could have met Prince Charming or you could have met the next love of your life. But if you weren't putting yourself out there or if you weren't ready, then he may miss those signals. So if you want to find love, you got to look for it and make an effort, and you can't just wait for it. I think that second part, which is you make a choice, is one of the hardest decisions to make, especially when you're reeling after a breakup. It's easy to hook up and it's easy to date around, but it's not easy to open yourself up and be vulnerable when you're meeting new people. So that is a very important part of the process. And I'm glad that Meyer was able to highlight that for us. So thank you, Meyer, for your submission this week. Our final storyteller is Mukibo, and she was in episode 13B. So let's listen to what she had to say.
Hey, City Boy. I'm back. There was a break, but I am caught up now and I'm here with another story. So you were asking about if you can find love in a coffee shop and where do you find love in 2021? And I say that you find love wherever you go and look for it. People who know me and know my story know that I am not shy of going after the person that I want, and especially in 2021. In this day and age, it's okay to just go out there and go after the person because you're interested in them. You have to be willing to take the risk of being broken by someone else. You have to be able to be open enough to let somebody in and to let yourself be vulnerable for you to find love. Like if you just sit around and you're waiting for somebody to come and find you or for love to come and find you, then you're never going to get it. If you put yourself out there and if you're interested in somebody, then let them know and show them why they should be interested in you and why you're worth it. And if they don't appreciate that, if they don't see that, then, you know, screw them. It's not worth the trouble and you move on, right? But if you are not willing to put yourself out there, then you're never going to find love. So I think you're going to find it if you're looking for it.
So we had a lot of really good things in this recording. So she said that you find love wherever you go and look for it. So it's not in a coffee shop. It's not in a dating app. It's wherever you look for it. And I agree. If you think about your friends who are in long-term relationships, there's really not one specific place where they found each other. Sometimes they'll meet each other at a party or in their office, sometimes in their school. So it really is everywhere. You could meet the next love of your life anywhere you go, but you have to open your eyes and be alert and look for it. She also said that you shouldn't be shy to go after the person you want. And I think it's interesting that she and Meyer had similar ideas. And these are a little different from what we know as like the typical Filipino woman, the Maria Clara. So it's good that we're shifting towards this ideal where women can approach men and they shouldn't be shy to ask someone out if they wanted to. She said that it's okay to just go out there and go after the person that you're interested in. So I agree, I support. But what I would like to talk about is when she said that you have to be willing to take the risk of being broken by someone else, let someone in, and be vulnerable. This is not easy to do. So if you think about how scary it is to be out there dating and wearing your heart on your sleeve, it's not easy for you to be vulnerable. It's not easy for you to let anyone in. But it is something that you have to do. I don't think that you can really say that you're in love unless you really let that person in. And it's scary. It's definitely scary. But if it's likely that that person will hurt you, there's also a chance that he won't. I wouldn't say that the odds are 50-50, but I would think that it's likely for you to end up with this person, but it's also likely for you to not end up with this person. So you're never really going to know if he's the real deal, if he's your Prince Charming, unless you kiss that frog. So don't sit around waiting for love to find you. You're not going to get it that way. If you're interested in somebody, you have to let them know right away. She ends with something that I really, really love. If they don't appreciate that, then screw them. That's right. Just screw them. Maybe you're just not their cup of tea. And that's okay. You just have to recognize when that happens and then move on as quickly as you can. Thank you, Mukibo, for that wonderful submission. So we had 5 storytellers and they all seem to agree that you could find love at a coffee shop and you can find love in a dating app. It just really depends on what you do when that situation presents itself to you. So some final words. I wanted to close this episode with a story of how I met my partner. And it's not one that I talk about a lot, and I also haven't really written about it, but I'm telling you now because I think it answers the question of whether I think that you can still find love in a coffee shop. So when I wrote this story, I had some people in mind when I was writing the dialogue, but it was very much the battle in my head of whether I was going to find love again or not. So in many ways, I was Lee, pre-epilogue, where I wanted to give myself permission to find love at a coffee shop, a record bar, or some art exhibit, just like they do in the movies, even though that's never happened to me or anyone I know before. But at the same time, I was also Georgie, wanting to embrace this new technology. And my experience with dating apps honestly left me a little bit jaded. It seemed like all it was a huge meat market. Unless you looked like a movie star or with slick hair and a six-pack, you're pretty much doomed to circle the drain. So at that time, I often found myself alone in coffee shops, but no one ever came up to me, and I never really had the urge to approach anyone either. I remember reading this article on 17 about how to approach your crush, and it said that if you saw he was listening to music, you could slip him a post-it asking what he's listening to, and then you just have to make sure that you let him know that you like the same music too. And at 30, it was just too much effort to do that. So I just drank my Americano in peace, and I let my smartphone do the talking. I think I was pretty successful, but I met a lot of people. But it was also an endless cycle of chatting and then messing around and then getting to know each other a bit and then just eventually losing interest. So I considered my life at that time. I was single, also stable. I was alone, but not really lonely. And I figured there were worse fates. And it was okay that I was single. I didn't really need anybody. You could find comfort in strangers, if you know what I mean. And you could find it in your career. You could even find it within yourself. No one really said that you had to be with somebody to be a whole person. So I stopped looking for love in my online encounters. I said that they could have my body, but not my heart. So I closed the store, pack it up, move along. Then one day, I got an all-too-familiar notification for my phone. So it was from a boy a few blocks away, and I readied myself for the usual dance of got pick, got place, up for. But unlike the others, this boy didn't ask for a picture. And he didn't need to know my sexual preferences or kinks or what I was looking for at 3 a.m. on a dating app. He said he just wanted my company. And it was pretty strange. So I was like, you mean you're on a dating app to actually date? Anyway, I starred him on the app and we kept talking. Days went by and he still didn't ask me for a picture or to hook up. The conversations we had weren't like the usual kumain ka na ba or anong ginagawa mo. It was very casual conversation, more like if we saw each other online, we'd say hello and pick up our conversation from where we left off. And we talked for weeks, slowly getting to know each other. One night, he asked me what I was doing, and I said I was just at home reading a book. And he asked which one. I told him, I think it was Ladadu. And he said he had a copy of that book too. So we started exchanging page numbers, and then, so we'd take a few minutes to read, and then we'd discuss what we read after. So it was a surprisingly deep conversation. We got to know each other over a shared book. It was completely unexpected, especially coming from a guy that I met on a dating app. I held back on certain topics. I didn't tell him about my last relationship until I felt a little more comfortable to do it. So one day I told him that I was freshly single and that I was still pretty wounded by it. And I was expecting him to run away. Most people did. And I wouldn't really blame him if he didn't want to get tangled in all this drama. But he didn't judge me, and he just let me talk, and he really gave me the time and the space to process things. And these were things that I realized I couldn't process alone. I needed somebody else to tell me that it was okay, that I did what I could, I did what I did, and I wasn't completely broken by it. So one by one, I felt my walls coming down. And right when I said that I was ready to give up on love, it seems that love found me. So we continue talking, and it's been months. And one night, I was on my way home from work, and I saw that he was online. So I chatted with him, and I don't know what was so different about that night. But somehow, I told him I was hungry, and I asked if he wanted to eat with me. And he said that he wasn't hungry, but he would be okay to sit with me. I asked if he smoked, and he said yes. And I said, okay, I know a place where I can eat breakfast and you can smoke freely. So I sent him the address. And remember, he literally lived down the street. So it was he knew the place right away. We exchanged pictures for the first time, even though we had been talking for months. And I still remember sitting there at the breakfast place and seeing him walk towards me for the first time. I was so nervous. I was shifting in my seat. And then I spotted him as he came in and he smiled. And it felt like all my nervousness melted away. The sight of him smiling at me took my breath away. I tell my friends that that was the night that he moved in. And it's true. For several weeks after that fateful morning at a smoker-friendly breakfast place, we saw each other every single day. And it's hard to believe that all that was 4 years ago. He's still here. So, do I believe you can find love at a coffee shop? I guess. I've never had any luck, but like our storyteller said, if the opportunity arises, get ready and be open to whatever comes your way. Now, do I think you can find love on a dating app? I think you're more likely to. But there are three things that happened in my story that I think spelled the difference between it being a momentary fling versus a lasting love. So, let me share those three things. The first is we didn't start with sex. I know it can be difficult, but the dynamics can really change if you start a relationship with your clothes off. So if you're looking for something deeper than just a physical connection, you have to be strong enough to take yourself out of that situation. Don't be a marupokpok. Sex is important, but it's also easy. It takes so much more effort to actually connect with somebody. Now, if he's not the type to want to meet outside the premise of sex, then he's probably not looking for anything serious right now, and that's okay. But the same way that you respect his decision to look for casual sex on a dating app, you should also respect your preference that you're looking for something more. You shouldn't be ashamed to make that choice. Now, the second thing is that we were open with each other, or at least he was patient enough to wait for me to be open. There are more ways to be intimate than just sex, so get to know each other and undress each other's mind. It's hard to stay in love with someone that you're not on the same intellectual level with. And when the attraction fades, like it always does, you're going to need a stronger foundation to sustain your love's embers. So open up and get to know each other before you take the next step. The last thing, and I think this is very critical too, we took our time. If you think about it, we spent a lot of time choosing the job that we want. We research a lot before we buy a phone or a laptop. We spend so much time picking what to watch on Netflix, what to order at a restaurant, what travel destination to explore next. So why wouldn't you take your time in choosing your life partner? The more time you spend together, the better you'll get to know each other. You can make an informed decision if this is somebody that you want to spend the rest of your life with or not. Just like the song goes, you can't hurry love, you'll just have to wait. Just trust in a good time, no matter how long it takes. So yes, you can find love at a coffee shop, a record bar, a downtown museum, and even a dating app. You just have to take your time, stay open, and let love find its way to you. That bell tells us that that's all the unpacking we have for this episode. Thank you to our storytellers for sharing your recordings. It's been an honor to share the stories you wish were heard. If you'd like to be our next storyteller, please stay tuned after the A episode to hear the question for the week. Record your answer and send it to me to be featured in the B episode. If you're enjoying this podcast, please consider subscribing by following me on your favorite podcast platform. You'll get notified whenever a new post is up. iOS users, please rate the show and leave a review on the Apple Podcasts app to let me know how I'm doing. Thank you so much for your time tonight. Come back next week when we feature another story on The Stories I Wish You Heard.